This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Here, the toll-free number for you is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. The Skype username is lrn.fm. And here in the studio tonight, it's Ian.
And Chris.
Don't forget, you can also join us via the Discord on-air call-in line room. Oh, just hop on over to discord.lrn.fm. It is the top room on the list of chat rooms there where you can normally chat with other Free Talk Live listeners during, before, and after the show. And some of the hosts of the show also hang out in those chat rooms, including Chris and I. So head on over to discord.lrn.fm and enjoy that. As we continue here, before we go back to your calls, because the gentleman who called at the very end of the last hour, he dropped off the line. He was fired up. He was mad about capitalist pigs profiting off the backs of the poor. He cited women and children. He had called to rebut the claim that women were joining the workforce in the 1960s or 70s by pointing out that they were working in factories in the 1800s along with children. And that that may indeed be true, but then he went off on, you know, capitalist pigs, this and that.
Right.
And I thought that deserved a little bit more commentary before we do go on, because I wanted to, you know, fully address that.
Sure.
I don't like the word capitalism because I think it has a lot of negative connotations around it. I don't think there's anything wrong with people operating in a free marketplace and offering jobs to people who voluntarily decide to take those jobs because they could do something else.
Mm-hmm.
You don't ever have to take a job unless, of course, you're in the government prisons and then they threaten you with something like, you know, segregation if you don't work for them. So in most cases, outside of a government prison, a job is a voluntary choice.
Right.
And so in a lot of cases, factory work can and was certainly was dangerous. You know, people
sure.
getting arms caught in gears and things like that. I mean,
but so was working on a farm. And,
exactly.
and during that entire period, the bulk, more people worked on farms than they did in factories. And a lot more kids worked on farms, and kids are still allowed to work on farms.
That's true.
Yeah, so it's sort of a false narrative. And I'll take a little issue with you, Ian.
Yeah, yeah, please.
I don't despise the word capitalism. I think it's an accurate description of a voluntary system, like you say.
Mm-hmm.
The problem is that it's been so corrupted and through crony capitalism.
Yeah.
And when governments and companies start to get a little bit too close and do favors for one another, then we get the morass that we're in now, and it's wrong, and it doesn't do the word justice. So.
Right, that's where you get the robber barons who are taking advantage of people because
Absolutely.
They have connections with government, and government is protecting them in the same way that government protects mega corporations today. That in the same way that the mega corporations that everybody thinks are so evil, a lot of them are the ones writing the very regulations that they then have the government enforce upon them. And why would they do that? Well, because they want to keep the little guy out.
Absolutely.
They want to keep mom-and-pop businesses from becoming competitive, and these regulations are usually written to burden those people, you know, those smaller competitors,
mm-hmm.
with an undue amount of paperwork or bookkeeping or, you know, obedience and all that.
To raise the bar of entry, and that's what they're able to do. They can make it so difficult and so expensive to get into a particular industry that they're the only ones left.
Right, because a lot of people working at a place where, let's say, the conditions are less than ideal, some of them, they know their business. They've been working there for a long time. They
right.
know that industry. They could go out and start their own competitor if they wanted to.
Mm-hmm.
If they had the, you know, if they had a little bit of funding, they could do that. If they wanted to start it from scratch, they might be able to, depending on what the industry is. But in most cases today, the government's going to come in there and say, and they're gonna bring men with guns in. If you don't get the right permits, which is just a bribe, by the way, that's just paying bribes to bureaucrats. If you don't get their permits, if you don't ask their permission, if you don't pay their fees, you don't get to work. You don't get to create a business, which could then hire people and provide a better working environment through competition.
Let's spitball a couple examples of that. You know, one thing that people are always complaining about is the skyrocketing price of prescription drugs. Ian, sure. Why don't we go out and start a prescription drug company?
Good luck getting the billions of dollars you'll need to get the prescription through the FDA's process.
Oh, you're right. That's probably shooting a little bit too high, but people do complain about the high costs of health care, so maybe we'll just start small and we'll open a hospital.
Yeah, there's going to be all kinds of regulations involved in that, too.
All right. I'm going to go down. How about a medical school? Just a medical school or maybe just a college.
You can't even open a restaurant without having to pay off bureaucrats. And they act like, I actually had a story tonight, and we're not going to get into it right now because your calls are waiting, but another natural, local vor place that sold raw milk in Wisconsin, Minnesota, has been raided by the police within the last few weeks. I've got the story about that, and this is just another perfect example of people who are voluntarily coming together to share or purchase or buy or whatever, as a co-op and, connect directly to a farmer and that kind of thing. It's illegal in some states to do that, so they sent men with guns in to lock down somebody's business that all adults were voluntarily coming into and acting like this is some kind of a threat, acting like the fact that this business exists that sells raw milk and other raw foods is some kind of a threat to people, and it's insane.
It is insane, and it's such a violation of, for those of you who cling to the Constitution, cling to the ideas of our founding fathers, which really did, in at least in their words, espouse a real true idea of liberty and freedom. You're nowhere near, and we're not even pretending to be like that. People spout off and say, freest country in the world, which we're not, not by any measure, but it's just a disgrace.
The other comment was on the debt. The question at the beginning of the call was, well, how are you going to, how is it going to get paid off, the debt, the U.S. government's debt? Look, they don't intend to pay that off. They couldn't pay it off. The whole thing is designed to continue to increase. They owe all this money to the Federal Reserve, which, of course, is the last buyer of last resort of all the federal bonds and things like that. And the interest that's being paid is barely getting paid at all. It's not really. I mean, ultimately, they just keep on adding it in. But the income tax receipts, a lot of that goes to pay off, from what I understand, the interest on those Federal Reserve loans to the federal government,
which goes to Wall Street.
So you loan
and the
out
Chinese, you, and the Japanese,
right? Basically, they're loaning the federal government money that they then spend on things at an interest rate that, if you could try to pay it off, would result in them having to have more money than exists to pay off the loans that are outstanding. So it's just designed to not be paid off. And further, it's not my debt. I didn't consent to it. I did not ask for it. I don't owe it, and you don't owe it.
What about that social contract you signed a while back?
I did not sign one. And neither did you,
I suspect.
Let's go to your calls and thoughts here. We're starting with Cerise in Salina, Texas. Cerise, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, yeah, guys, I have spoken to you before.
Welcome. You're welcome back.
Get off speaker.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That's always a great idea.
I get off work, and I listen to you, and then I have to stop and stay in my car.
Oh, we appreciate that.
Totally. This goes back a ways. I'm sorry. There was a gentleman that called and was saying, you had a bunch of callers there from, WBIC?
WIBC, it's a monster FM talk station in Indianapolis. Go ahead.
Cool, yes. And he was talking about a local show there where someone was on the right and someone was on the left, and the person on the right, had death threats and people were awful to her and all that stuff. I'm certain that happened. I am not in any way famous, but here in Salina, Kansas, I was on the left on a radio talk show on a different station. And I got the same thing. I mean, I didn't get death threats, right? And I was younger then, and I was so sensitive about it. Now I just understand that people are threatened by different ideas, and anger seems to be the quickest way to get it out. And it's both sides of the aisle. You know what I'm saying?
I do.
Does that make
sense? And the reason why people get so angry is because the government is a threat, right? The government is force. The government is violence, and it's a tool of violence that when one group gets in control of that tool, they use it against the other group. And so the one side knows that if they lose control of the violent tool, the other side's going to enforce things against them. And so everybody feels like this is a life and death situation, and they act in that way.
We feel frightened because, at least for me, I should say, it feels also inaccessible.
No doubt about it.
It feels like, how can I reach in there and actually tell these people what the world is really like out here?
Great call, Cerise. Thanks for making this. Welcome up.
Happier. Her fur is so much shinier, silkier, softer. She has really mellowed a lot.
Sheba is 105 lean pounds of shiny, smooth, happy dog. For life.
The shedding has stopped. The itching has stopped.
Since 2001, we've helped more than 250,000 dogs get over their nutritional deficiency miseries.
And saved our customers bazillions in vet bills.
Everything we tried failed except the Dynavite.
Come to Dynavite for help.
DINOVITE.com.
If you want the dog to be healthy, you got to feed it something healthy.
The omega-3 fatty acids.
Flaxseed, zinc, alfalfa.
The digestive enzymes that are cooked out of regular dog food.
Dynavite is nutrition.
Dynavite for life.
Don't let your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy.
Come to Dynavite for help.
859-428-1000.
859-428-1000.
DINOVITE.com.
Imagine this is you. You're working late when you get an alert on your smartphone. Your motion-activated Blink security camera picked up something at home. You pop open the Blink app and see the silhouette of a man peering through your kitchen window. You dial 911 and the police roll. The job of a home security system is to help stop crime, which is why I chose Blink. Get three Blink cams for way less than the other guys, plus an extra 15% off. Visit BlinkProtect.com/FTL. BlinkProtect.com/FTL. Good technology is good, but the philosophy behind the tech is important. And Zencash was made by voluntarists with the ideas of voluntary interaction being embedded into the white paper. With no central authority or single point of failure, Zencash is more resilient than a traditional corporation. Everyone has an equal opportunity to participate in decision-making, which empowers stakeholders and makes Zencash less susceptible to third-party influence. And Zencash allows for secure private transactions. Learn more at Zencash.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@GCNlive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, and you, of course, can take control. control of the airwaves. That's what we do here. It's open phones every single night with you tonight. By the way, it's Ian.
And Chris.
And don't forget, you can join us online. Head on over to freetalklive.com. We've got a lot of great features available to you there. They are all for free. Another great site where it's free to use, liberty.menu. Are you an individual who rejects the initiation of force and agrees to abide by the ethics of the non-aggression principle? Then you belong over at liberty.menu, especially if you are a business owner who would like to get your business out and known by other liberty-minded folks. So libertarians, voluntarists, liberty-loving anarchists, these are the types of people who are welcome there at liberty.menu. If you've got something that you're doing entrepreneurial, you can list your entrepreneurial activity, your physical location business, your online business. List it there. It shows up on a map. Other people in your area who also care about freedom, maybe they didn't know about you. Now they do, if you're listed over at liberty.menu. So it's a place to go if you're a customer. It's a place to go if you're a business owner. It's also a place to go if you're an events coordinator. Maybe you've got an event coming up like ForkFest that we'll tell you about coming up here in a little bit that is on the way. You want other libertarians to know about that. Or perhaps you're a digital content creator. You can list those things there too. And it's free to do the listings. So there's really no reason not to do this if you care about freedom. That is, go to liberty.menu and check it out. It's super easy to use. Nice looking site. Liberty.menu, I'm glad we're able to team up with them to help promote this, because libertarians for a long time have been asking for a good liberty business directory. There have been some attempts at this in the past, and it just they've never really caught fire. Check out liberty.menu, and if you want, you can use code FTL and get a special Free Talk Live listener badge over there on your profile at liberty.menu. As we continue here with your calls and thoughts, Michael in Virginia, you're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Michael, listening to WNIS.
Hello from Virginia Beach.
Hello there.
Great discussion. I'd like to add an important point. Antitrust legislation. It's on the book, but it's not being used with reference to talk radio. Now,
what would you like to see happen?
Well, present company excluded. Here's the situation. America's most listened to talk show host has about 20 million viewers, listeners a week. Mm-hmm. 20 million regular listeners.
You talking about Rush Limbaugh?
That's right. That's right.
Okay.
Now, you add to him the Big Five, so to speak. They all meet together in Florida every year. They coordinate. They go on each other's shows. They
okay.
screen out callers who have a different point of view with you.
Who is it that's meeting in Florida?
Pardon me?
But you said there's five hosts they meet in Florida. You're saying talk show hosts, they have like a secret cabal?
Yeah, they meet there every December. All these right-wing foreign power-connected talk show hosts. Here's the strange thing about it. They're just like Donald Trump in one way. They're always talking about America first, but they're hooked up behind someone who owns or who runs Fox News, who wasn't born in this country, who's as anti-American as they come. And like Donald Trump, who talks about America first, except when it comes to his own wives and concubines.
So I got to ask, are you calling for like a return of the fairness doctrine or something like that?
Well, I'm going to let you guys figure out how to do this because I think your minds are a lot quicker.
Well, I mean, I'm not interested in government action on anything.
Yeah,
so
I'm good.
If you want to see more voices besides Republicans on the air, then the market needs to support that. Now, I will give you one thing here, Michael, and thank you for the call tonight. I appreciate it. One aspect is the government has regulated. Here we are, back to regulations, protecting the existing businesses, protecting the big businesses, right? So this is the exact same story here,
right.
And it plays out in the radio business where the FCC, the Federal Communications Commission, purportedly was created to police the airwaves, to make sure that people weren't stepping on one another with their transmitters and things like that, which on its surface, you know, seems like a valid thing to do.
Why not?
Of course, then they went from there into regulating the things you can say on the airwaves and brought out the fairness doctrine that you referred to, which required radio
equal
shows
time,
to offer equal time to people and so on and so forth. That's over now, but ultimately that it really doesn't matter because the marketplace is highly restricted in radio. If you want to start a radio station, sorry, you can't.
Yeah, that's the long and the short of it. And
that's
this
not
is
an exaggeration either. You can't even apply for a radio, even if you have the money.
Right.
Even if you have the engineers, the lawyers, all of the paperwork, everything that you would need, if you could afford it, because most people can't, because it's super expensive to do all those things. But even if you could afford to jump through the hoops, sorry, that first hoop isn't even available most of the time. They don't even have what they call a filing window available. If you were to go right now to the FCC and say, I've got all of my stuff together, I'd like a radio station, they'd say, oh, we're sorry, that filing window's not open. Well, when's it going to be open? Well, we'll let you know.
And this is an industry that was started by hobbyists. You know what I mean? When radio started, it was geeks, you know, guys, nerds, that just built their own equipment, and they set up towers, and that's how
they asked permission.
No, they weren't asking anybody permission, and they just did it, and they worked out problems between themselves, because sometimes, frequencies would step on others, and they just work it out.
Guess what? You don't really want to step on somebody else's frequency, because nobody's going to be able to hear either station. Basically.
Exactly. It's in nobody's interest to do that. But, you know, and then you started to get this sort of conglomeration of stations would get together, and then you have RCA coming out of that, and you have NBC coming out of that. And once those guys got organized, then they went, where do you go?
We need rules.
We go to Washington, and we start saying, we talk about how important this industry is and how much damage could be done if it continues on unregulated. And we're going to let you, we're volunteering. We're such good people. We're asking for this regulation. We'll just help you write it.
And because there's not regulations enough, according to some of these people, there's now what they call the Pirate Act that has been filed in Congress this year.
Oh, really?
That is going to, so I read about it in an industry publication, because, you know, we're in talk radio, and so I read these things. The Pirate Act, and I forget what it stands for, because I don't have it in front of me. We weren't planning to talk about this, but, you know, it's one of those acronyms. It's ridiculous.
Protecting Intellectual Rights Against Theft and Expropriation Act.
Intellectual rights.
Yeah.
And by that they mean we're going to go after independent broadcasters who have decided they just want to put a signal on the air because they want to serve their community better with the type of music or talk radio that they want to listen to, and we're going to fine them and possibly put them in prison. Because right now there are fines for running a pirate radio station.
Sure.
But there's not really a prison sentence at the federal level. There are a couple of states, New York and Florida, I believe, are the two, that have actually criminalized the operation of a broadcast, FM broadcast transmitter without a government permission slip. This would essentially take those laws and make them nationwide.
Unreal.
So the government really doesn't want people to be able to broadcast without their permission, which, of course, is a clear violation of freedom of speech, in my opinion. But, you know, good luck challenging them. The toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE, like freedom, 855-450-3733. But that doesn't explain why there aren't more different voices on the air. We'll talk.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN. The Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
What if Extendivite really works, but you find that hard to believe and you spend precious time looking for someone to say, just try it? I have my help today because of Extendivite, and if I did not take a leap of faith and try it, well, I would be on disability today. Take one bottle of Extendivite as suggested for 60 days to find out for yourself. No need to stop any other meds you may be on. You know by now that they are not working for you. Before the 60 days are up, I know that you will feel Extendivite working for you and will want to take another bottle. Life is too short. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Dial on in here, toll free, bring up what you want. Our number here is 855-450-FREE like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. Joining you in the studio tonight, it's Ian.
And Chris.
Also, want to make sure that you're aware about the Blink Home Security System. We've got one of them installed here at the LRN Studios. And I know Mark Edge, who's our normal Saturday night co-host, is loving his at his household. It's a very affordable wireless security system. Wireless is really nice to have because I've been involved in security system installs before, and it's such a pain in the butt. I hire people to do that crap.
Not fun.
I am not interested in drilling holes, running wires through walls. It's just not something I enjoy doing. But I also don't enjoy paying other people to do that kind of stuff. So why not just go wireless? And that's what they're doing with the Blink Home Security System. You can get yours over at blinkprotect.com/FTL. It comes with the batteries that you need. They're just normal, I think, AA batteries. And you pop the batteries in the cams. You just put the cams wherever you want to put them, around your house. Or maybe you've got a small office. It'd be perfect for that, too. Put them wherever you want. They are all configured wirelessly via your tablet or smartphone on your Wi-Fi network. And there's a little hub that comes with it. You got to plug that into the wall, but that's the only wire that exists in the entire system. And then you set up when you want these cameras to be, you know, operating, and whenever something moves in front of them, they will send you a clip of what it was that was happening there. You could, of course, monitor them live as well if you wish from your smart device. Go to blinkprotect.com/FTL. You'll get an extra 15% off the already shockingly affordable Blink home protection or home security system. Blinkprotect.com/FTL, like Free Talk Live. Before we get back into your calls here, I wanted to finish kind of answering the last caller's question about talk radio, radio in general, and the lack of diversity or the perceived lack of diversity of voices behind microphones
right.
in talk radio. And I agree. You know, as somebody who's been involved in talk radio my entire life, basically, my entire adult life, I was a listener when I was a teenager in Florida and you know, grew up on 970 WFLA down there, which is a great talk radio station with a lot of great hosts. And, in fact, we were on it for some period of years on Free Talk Live before they,
nice.
Before they had bumped us for somebody who was paying them for airtime, some realtor or something like that, as it tends to happen in
right.
the business these days. If you ain't paying, it's hard to get in there. But, yeah, there's mostly conservatives or self-described, self-professed conservatives that make up the bulk of not just the syndicated talk show hosts, but also the local talk show hosts. And so what I was going off on before is how the government has a high level of regulation with the FCC, which restricts the marketplace, which means that an individual cannot just start up their own radio station. It's near to impossible to actually do that. If you've got a bunch of money, you can't even apply for one. So the best bet is to buy an existing station that might be for sale. If you're going to get into radio,
yeah.
that's the best way to do it, is to buy one that a station that happens to go up for sale. What's that? No one's selling in your area? Sorry.
Right. That's it.
So that's one reason why you don't hear a diverse set of voices. But still, that's no excuse, right? Because there still are radio stations. So why don't we hear more, let's say, liberal types on the air? Well, let me take you back a few years, a little history lesson. There was this thing called Air America that was tried, a decade ago or something like that, somewhere in the mid-aughts.
Yeah, was when a little longer.
That happened. Yeah,
I remember, but I remember
13 years, something like that. But the idea was, let's get liberals on the air. They should have liberal radio stations. They should, you know, be able to make this work, right? Because
right.
there's liberals in America. They should listen to this. They should support it with their, you know, ad dollars or whatever. And it didn't work out.
But they got a lot of top name talent, if you want to call it that.
Yep.
People that weren't necessarily radio people, but they were well known. Was Al Gore on that?
I don't think he was. No. One of the Kennedys had a show. And then like Al Sharpton and some others. But regardless, it's not to say they had bad personalities. They probably had some talented talk show hosts. Maybe there was some, you know, not so talented ones. But either way, the issue seems like the market just wasn't supporting it.
Yeah.
Now people will say, oh, well, it's because they had the worst radio stations in the market. Air America, it was a startup. They were maybe buying the airtime, or I'm not sure exactly what was going on behind the scenes and how they were getting placement on stations. But one of the excuses was, they had what they call a rim shot station in the business, which means a station that's not really in the market, sort of on the outer edge of the market, so some of the market can hear the station, but not the whole market. And I'll agree with them. That's a concern. It's definitely an issue. But those stations existed before Air America, and
right.
presumably at some point made money doing what they did. So why didn't they work out? Because some of the stations weren't rim shots. They were WXXM for a long time in Madison, Wisconsin. Madison, leftist, you know, very firm
right.
leftist market in Wisconsin. Why couldn't that station work? Well, we were on that station, by the way. Just to be clear, for anybody who's unfamiliar, this is a libertarian talk show. We're very pro-liberty on this show. We're not conservatives. We're not liberals. And this show has appeared and continues to appear on radio stations that are both liberal and conservative. The progressive talk stations, and there still are some that exist in the United States, most of them carry Free Talk Live. So we have an experience at being on these stations. In fact, there's a new set of stations. WRRD is now doing progressive talk in the Madison area.
Interesting.
But they're more of a kind of a rim shotter into Madison than this other station was, which was an actual Madison FM talk radio station
wow.
run by Clear Channel. And when Clear Channel had come in after however many years it was on the air and said, we're going to change the format. We're going back to music on this talk station. the listeners, to their credit, actually came out and held a protest in the radio station parking lot and successfully convinced Clear Channel to not change the format of that station.
Sweet.
At that time. Later on, a few years later, they did end up changing the format, and that station is now gone. But ultimately, listeners protesting in the parking lot, that's cool, but it doesn't pay the bills.
Yeah.
If you can't get the businesses in the area to back the product, which is talk radio in this case, is what we're talking about here. And it's a challenge for the conservative talk stations to get, you know, because again, conservative talk can be controversial, just like liberal talk or whatever. So if you don't have the backing of the advertisers, you don't have a radio station unless you can somehow self-fund, unless you're super wealthy or whatever. And so ultimately the progressive talk sort of blast, it was there for a while, has petered out into basically very, very little. There's very few progressive talk stations left, but the ones that are there are still there. There are still some progressive talk show hosts like Tom Hartman and Stephanie Miller who are still out there, and they're still, you know, cranking away and doing shows and presumably making money at it. So there's money to be made in that world.
Yeah.
Just whoever's been doing it so far, they haven't, you know, had the success that the righties had for whatever reason.
So talking about shows listening to growing up, I always listened to KGOF, KGOAM 810 out of San Francisco. Even though
weren't
I
lived in Oregon?
Yeah.
It was that big of a
station, that big of a signal. But at night, it was always KGO, and that was always progressive.
Was it? Okay.
Yeah. I would characterize it as progressive liberal. I mean, it's San Francisco.
Today.
Yeah. But if the marketplace truly were there, and it's not just radio, the progressive liberal shows and stations and news programs. I mean, Fox News pretty much decimates everybody all the time, and all that means is that more money seems to be flowing to advertisers than it is through a CNN or an MSNBC. I mean, that's when this is a business like any other business, and if where the money flows, that's what people are going to get.
Well, let me say this. As a liberty-minded talk show host who wanted to bring a show to the air because I was tired of hearing the same old crap on talk radio, and I had a lot of the similar critiques as our caller earlier in that these talk show hosts will screen out anybody with an opposing viewpoint. They just want to hear from the choir.
Right.
That was frustrating to me as a listener. I wanted to hear the conflict. I wanted to hear the different ideas. I wanted to hear that, and I wasn't hearing it on most shows. And so it's one of the reasons why I formed Free Talk Live, was so we could have open phones every night, which they say is a bad idea in talk radio, but I, you know, break those rules regularly here. So we're going to go back to those phone calls and your thoughts coming up here. Our number is 855-450 Free Like Freedom. But honestly, if we didn't have the support of our listeners, I don't think, and if we, you know, didn't have a great network backing us, we wouldn't have been able to make it if we'd been a Clear Channel show this whole time. They would have canceled us years ago.
Oh, yeah.
There's more coming up here. This is Free Talk Live.
Does your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy? Come to Dynavite for help.
Order a 90-day supply of Dynavite.
Dynavite for life.
Pick up 2 tubes of Dogasuds.
Get the 3rd tube free.
Peppermint, tea tree, lavender, Dogasud shampoo.
Made with all-natural coconut, jojoba, aloe. Great for healthy skin and soft, shiny coats.
But no itchy, harsh chemicals.
Lather up, rinse away.
Try Dogasuds. Buy 2, get 1 free.
At Dynavite.com.
DINOVITE.com.
Cryptocurrencies are successful because of good technology. The liberty-loving voluntarists who founded Zencash in 2017 took the best tech, like zero-knowledge anonymity and decentralized autonomous organizations, and are creating a secure platform for money, messages, and media that can be sent to anyone, anywhere in the world. Zencash is a cryptocurrency dedicated to peace, anonymity, and decentralization. Find out more at Zencash.com. That's Zencash.com.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery, and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You're invited to join us on the radio waves here. 855-450-FREE like freedom. One of the few shows that actually crosses over between both conservative and progressive talk stations. There aren't very many shows that can do that besides, like, you know, the computer talk shows or things like that.
Kim Commando.
Yeah, that stuff. So we're here for you. Open phones, as always. It's Ian and Chris in the studio tonight. By the way, I want to invite you to our website over at freetalklive.com. There's a forum there. And per request, I don't know, you know, I didn't think of it. It was actually one of our forum participants, I think Oz, A-A-H-Z, thought of this. Hey, why don't you post your show prep on the forum? Great idea! So I started that this week. So if you want to hear, or if you want to go and get a link to a story that you hear me talking about, then I'm going to be posting that in the threads that are created by one of our listeners and actually one of our amplifiers, Jonathan Dunker, who is one of the migrants here, the freedom migrants to New Hampshire. He takes the time every week to create a new weekly show notes thread. So he puts all the show kind of like what we talk about, links to the shows in there.
Nice.
And so I figured that'd be a good place to post the show prep links as well. So I'm just adding to those threads. And you can join the forum. You can chat with other Free Talk Live listeners and some of the hosts there at forum.freetalklive.com. It's part of the Shire Society forums, which is a much larger set of forums that covers a lot of sort of New Hampshire freedom-related stuff, including there's a forum for Forkfest there. But if you want to connect with other Free Talk Live listeners, that's one of the ways to do it. Go to forum.freetalklive.com to do that. As we go to your calls and your thoughts, it's Sam listening to WIBC-FM. Hello, Sam.
Hey, how are you doing, sir?
You're great. Go ahead with your thoughts, Sam.
I was just going to talk about a little bit about the shootings that are happening so often. More recently, the one in Texas. I just feel like people are making this a bipartisan issue when really we should all get together and you know, see what we can do and see why this is happening so frequently, you know?
I'm good with doing that.
Yeah, what do you think?
Say that again?
Yeah, what are your opinions, Sam? Why is it happening and, you know, what can be done?
Right.
Well, my opinion is, like, anytime anybody comes to the table to resolve the issue or the problem, they just make it like a, oh, you're just a liberal or you're just a conservative issue. If we actually come to the table and try to, you know, actually solve the problem about what's actually happening, I think we can come to a better solution, you know?
I could not agree with you more. And I'm pretty much a hardcore gun rights guy. I mean, I'm if it's out there, I will be attending it. But a couple of the things that have always bothered me, and this goes back to Columbine, is the number of shooters that appear to be on some sort of mind-altering drug, the SSRIs, the serotonin leveling drugs. So things like, you know, it's Prozac, it's, I can't remember some of the other names, but...
Yeah, I know what you're talking about, though.
You see these statistics where it's like 60, 70, 80% sometimes of these individuals have been on these types of drugs. So either, one, they're all being diagnosed and we're getting accurate, we're getting the right people into therapy because these people obviously need it and they're being treated, or these drugs are messing with their minds a little bit. And I can tell you from raising a couple boys that at various points in their life were on these types of drugs, that it was a nightmare when they were on them. It was a nightmare when they came off them, and it was much worse than even before. So I have my own sort of preconceived notions, but, you know, that's one of those things that the drug companies keep swearing up and down. It's absolutely not this, which makes me say, okay, let's get some Republicans and Democrats and some impartial medical people to look into this and see if, you know, the correlation that I see if there's some causation behind that.
Well, because correlation is not necessarily causation.
Not necessarily, and that's why I'm freely admitting that. You know, even if it is 60, 70, 80% of the shooters are on these types of drugs, let's look into it.
But sometimes you can actually see on the so-called side effects, which are just effects. They're just not the ones they want to advertise.
Sure.
The so-called side effects sometimes include things like suicidal thoughts.
And homicidal thoughts and ideation and things like that. So I'd love to work. And that, to me, is such a nonpartisan thing to look at. You're not going to get anywhere if you just keep coming up and say, we're going to take all your guns.
Exactly. And I believe that, too. And I believe we got to start somewhere, you know. We can't just start the discussion and then go after somebody for trying to be too liberal or trying to be too conservative, you know. We all got to, because to me, what I think the pattern of this, it's like every month we have a different shooting. And that I just feel is unacceptable, you know. And that's something that we got to do as a developed nation. You know, we got to do something to change that. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I appreciate where you're coming from, Sam, and it's not an easy issue to tackle. I thank you for the call tonight. There's so many different aspects to this. There's the medicines you're talking about, the drugs. Obviously, a war on drugs isn't going to solve that, so you know, that's
correct.
That's not going to go away. But what about the environment of these government schools? I mean, do they happen at private schools, the shootings? I'm not saying private schools are the best thing in the world, but
not with near the frequency.
So maybe the environment of these government schools where you're, as we talked about earlier, forcing young people into a place where they might be with other young people that they don't get along with. Now, you might argue that, well, that's good for socializing. People need to know what it's like to not get along with people. And, you know, I get that. But at the same time, in the real world, in, you know, once you get out of school, if you find yourself in a community or in a workplace or some other place where there's a bully or some sort of person who's threatening you or is taking advantage of you or whatever it is that they're doing to you that makes your life uncomfortable, makes you not want to go to work, makes you not want to get up in the morning or whatever, you're dreading going to this place.
Right.
You don't have to go there. You can go find work somewhere else. You can start your own business. You can do all kinds of other things. You can move to a different town entirely, whereas with the government schools, you are forced to be there. And, of course, then you've got these zero-tolerance rules against, you know, defending
yourself.
So if you put up a fight against the bully, then you get suspended, too, along with the bully. I mean, it's just, there's just such a knot to untie here. It's just a mess.
Any parent listening who has their kids in a public school, please call me if you have never had your child say to you, I don't want to go there.
Right.
You know, just they had a kid, they had a bad day. Sucks. They had a couple bad days. I don't want to see somebody. I don't want to deal with this situation.
Or it could be the teacher, too. It may not be a bully. It might be a bullying teacher, one that's, you know, picking on the kid in the class, making them answer questions in front of the class where they're uncomfortable. Or there's all kinds of things that can happen with this power structure that exists at the government school. So, it comes back around to what we were discussing earlier. You aren't going to be able to change the government schools, even if what Sam called in about happens. People come to the table. They put their politics aside.
Right.
They really sit down and they get serious about talking about doing something here eventually. People have been frustrated by the government school system for decades.
Sure.
And they've decided, I want to do something about it. So they run for school board and they get in there and they try to change the system from the inside. And by the time they might get a chance of a scratch of a chance at changing a little bit of something, their kids are already grown up and they're out of the schools. Because
True.
It takes that long to try to change these systems. So your best bet is to just get your kids out of the government schools. Homeschool, unschool, maybe private school, but it seems like homeschooling and unschooling do even better than the private schooling, and they're cheaper generally as well. So that seems to be the way to go, but everybody's different.
And I'll say there's a great book out there written by Ron Paul called The School Revolution. I encourage anybody who has parents who's frustrated by the public school system to pick it up, because he talks about the things that really matter to what most people are concerned with, which is the economics of doing this. You know, can we really afford to do it? Are the resources really there? Am I smart enough to teach another human being as well as the teachers can? And the answer to all these questions is yes, yes. But I understand it's a tough leap to make.
If not, there are other options in the marketplace.
Sure.
I don't have kids, but if I didn't want to do homeschool, unschool, I'd look at Sudbury education. I think that's one of the more interesting models.
I've never heard of that.
It's really interesting. It actually started, I believe, in Massachusetts. So it's in this area where we're doing the show from.
Mm-hmm.
And I met a couple guys years ago who went to one of these schools. And the way they described it was really interesting. Like, the students run the school. So,
well, that'll never work.
Imagine this. So
this is my natural reaction, and of course, it probably does work great.
You've got all these different age ranges too. So they put them all in together, so you don't have the stupid, you know, grade system or whatever.
Right.
You've got the people who are 18 working with the ones who are 7 or whatever. You have the whole range, which means they can learn from each other. So there's that. But also, if they want to learn a thing, and, you know, the people who are already there don't know how to teach that thing, then they start auditioning people to come in, and the students are the ones who are in charge of hiring the teacher.
Like, I love this.
What are you going to teach us that we don't already know? Sell yourself to us.
This is great.
Yeah, and so they actually, they hire the janitor. I mean, that kind of thing. Like, they run the whole thing.
No kidding.
Pretty interesting stuff. So it's kind of like, it's almost like an unschooling school.
Big time.
If you will, because they set their own curriculum. Anyway, more coming up here. Hour 3 is on the way. This is Free Talk Live.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Our homegrown small business tries to help people just like us. That's why we design and test our handmade products with great care before we introduce them to the public. You can easily find Sunny Bay heating pads on Amazon. Just go to Amazon.com and search for Sunny Bay heating pads.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow. A new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.